Unit 12, Lesson 1, Activity 4.
James, you've had a very successful career as a film director. But tell me, can you remember the very first time you went to the cinema?
Oh, yes, very clearly. It was a Saturday morning in 1937, and my parents were chatting over breakfast about how they'd spent the previous evening. They were talking about the pictures. That's what we used to call films in those days. I was fascinated. I was about 5 years old, and until that day, I had never seen a film. I hadn't even heard of television. In fact, we didn't even have a telephone in our house. Our only contact with the outside world came from the radio in the sitting room. I started pleading with my father to take me to see a film. I think he felt a bit guilty because they'd left me with a babysitter the night before. Anyway, whatever the reason, he took me to the cinema that very afternoon. The size of it amazed me, and I loved the atmosphere immediately. In those days, there was still an usherette, a girl who showed you to your seats in the dark if you arrived after the film had started, and she was there with her tray of sweets and ice cream in the breaks. My mother had given me some money before we left home, so I queued up and bought myself some chocolates. I remember I felt very grown up. But the film itself was the most important thing. When the curtains opened and the lights went down, I couldn't believe my eyes. There was the screen with huge close-ups of the characters. There were sudden changes of scene that took my breath away, and action that was shown from many different angles. Obviously, audiences are used to all that now. These days, film scenes only last a few seconds and are filled with special effects. In those days, one scene could last for several minutes. And of course, the sets were very basic if you compare them to today's. But the performances the actors gave were wonderful. I had never experienced anything like it, and I loved the cinema from that point on. And no, I can't remember what the film was called.